First time. I can say that. Now, we have told you many times that there are people sitting right out there in the audience that have no license to preach. See, and they've been sitting around here quite some time.
Yeah, indeed.
See, that since they come in this school, they learn something for sure. And look, there isn't anybody out there going to turn any of them around. I don't have no fear of that at all.
Great.
It's just like Bishop Sharp said. This is the end of the line. But just don't go on.
That's great.
That's the way
that's
it is.
Now listen, folks. I have been wrong. I preached 15 years in a holiness church, the Church of God. And I told you this many times. And I was classified as a bibliomaniac or a walking Bible. See, and they preached and they taught to live a holy, consecrated life. And then I go on so that I might make you understand. I tell you that I'm 74 years old, going on 75. And I have told you time and time again, I've been in the colleges and the universities. I've talked to the smartest boys there is on earth. In any nationality you want to mention. And we do have some university people in this group. Now listen to what I'm saying. Now, we have some that have been brought up in Jehovah's Witnesses, some that have been brought up in the Roman Catholic Church, some that have been brought up in the Church of God, a holiness, some been brought up in, you name it, you just go ahead and name it, and we die. He's been short here. He's been in a whole lot of places. That's right. See? See, then. And then that's got, I don't know how many different times. They got that. They'll find a way that somebody said was the right way to be done. That's the way it is. Now, here's the thing I'm trying to get over to you. See, there is a way that you can find out something for sure. Now, that's right. Now the responsibility is upon your shoulders to find out and to know for yourself. The old folks used to say this, that any judgment, every tub was going to have to sit on its own box. See, mom and papa couldn't do you no good in that case, see. Now, if that ain't true, see, and you're going to have to appear before the judgment seat of Yahweh. Listen, to give an account for the deeds done while you are at home in your body. Why would you be stupid enough to go out there and trust, see, your salvation, see, to somebody to lead you up a blind alley? Something they didn't know much about. Something you don't know much about. Get the point? That just really doesn't make sense. But now you think of all the people in this school. Here and elsewhere around the country and world. That has been in all these very different things. Now, when they got here, got to this, that's better. I told Dr. Grove, and there's a new place in Springfield, Ohio, where this school was born. Born in 31. And in 36, I left Springfield to go to Cincinnati. Now, this is what I told him when I left. I said, if you never see my face again in the flesh, if you never see me nowhere on earth in the flesh, you will die just like I leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I told you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I left, you know what the folks thought and said? That now the devil's gone. And now we'll get them back in the churches which they came out of. And now there haven't been a whole lot of people died since this school was finished. And it's a lot of times people like that, how many you got in this school? See? Talking about numbers. See? Now, folks, it's bad. It's bad. The 10th chapter of Romans, I'm going to ask you to read. I'm just going to talk about it. You take my, you've heard me point out chapters and verses enough to have that much confidence. Paul says, they are not all of you. That are of Israel. See, David said, many were in the congregation that were not sanctified. And then Paul said, in a great house, there are many vessels. See? You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And all those kinds of things. Now, when you come to counting heads, one, two, three, and this is how many we got.
You see?
Now, we don't do that. We don't do it that way. That is, we don't consider that they are all of Israel.
Nothing.
But because now, here's what you might do. This is where you make a mistake. Somebody that was sitting back there that you thought.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Wasn't anything is in.
That's right.
And you counted somebody out,
mm-hmm,
that ought to be in.
That's right. That's the way it is, Doc.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But now for the record, anything the government does, you see, ask them about it. And their idea is, by asking you, see, that if you got a whole lot of votes, then Now this is what you can't do. You cannot Yeah. The Holy Spirit is the teacher.
That's it, man. That's all it is.
this, and it's a Catholic often says, well, the Catholic Church teaches this, and Catholic Church teaches that. The Church does not teach that.
That's right.
See? Now that's all you have been confronted with in your life. There's nothing just but a bunch of stupidity and colossal ignorance. That's all you have had. Now let me tell you this. Noah, when it comes time for Yahweh in carrying out the purpose in the end of that age, Noah found faith. Or in other words, Yahweh picked that man up.
Yeah.
It was not because he was such a good man or anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
You see, now what happens is this. He from the rim of eternity, he knew all about what was going to happen. You see? And he declared the end from the beginning. Now we've got a little old brought up idea and concept of God like this. When something happens,
that's right,
then they're going to rush out and tell him about what's happening. See, like the war in Vietnam.
See?
Though he don't know nothing about it. See? And we're going to tell him all about it. And we're going to get it stopped out of memory. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Okay.
At 12 o'clock, he asked people to call and pray. You see, that time out. For just a moment or two. And pray. God would let us win the war.
Yeah.
Now look, let's put it down like it is. Don't you know them folks over there on the other side was hoping as much as you were over there to win the war? Now, folks, you can't win. You see, we just have got a carnal idea, a carnal mind. We don't understand that Yahweh has declared the end right from the beginning. And there is not a thing happening. There is nothing happening. Now Jehovah's Witnesses said, is that right here? They said that God didn't know that Adam and Eve was going to sin like that in the garden. I would want to. I would have a job like that. Then if he didn't know that they were going to sin, see, then why did he prepare a sacrifice to go to the foundation? Now look, if he hadn't been so stupid, and I mean talking about y'all, if he hadn't been so stupid, he could have prevented it. You see? He didn't have to put a tree down there. But now here's the other thing we don't see. I think that's bad part of it. Now, for you to be just a little stupid, and me to be just a little stupid, now that's not the bad part. The bad part of it is to be not know. And then, Bishop, don't know that you don't know that you don't know. Now, that's the bad part. See? Now, everybody that comes along that Yahweh or God has really sent, now, you know what he's going to do? He's going to tell you things you couldn't believe to save your soul. You see what I mean? You can't believe it. Now you know why? Now here's why. Because you're carnal. See? You've been out there in a Baptist church all your life. Or some That's some devil standing up there. That's all he is. See? And Jib dabbling around in carnal organs. You can't understand spiritual things. And you're standing up there as Dr. Austin just said. Thank Jesus. He didn't say half of what you say. In fact, he might even say nothing to say. He's been blamed for so much. And I never got so hard against him just Jesus. Now, I'll demonstrate to you. Now here I am, I'm the pastor. Don't make no difference what church is there. Just make this the Methodist church or the Baptist church or the Roman Catholic church. Just make it any of them you want to. And now I ain't gonna stand and read your back. Call yourself reading out of the New Testament. Now that's what it is. You see? And they said, Jesus said, listen at me now, Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. He did not say that. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. Now that's them Baptists. Mm-hmm. See, now the Methodist man over there, he says the same thing to his audience. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. You see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. He said, yes, that's right. Ain't got to sing all right in your body. Don't tell me Jesus didn't say it. Bring in the New Testament. See, and you never paid no attention to whom he was talking to. What dispensation and what age it was in. You see? Now, as doctors, both of them have children. Now, that's the first time they were there. Now, you take the days and when he was walking around. And Jesus would say, look, by what authority do you do the things that you're doing? Why are you doing what you're doing? And here's another thing I'd like you to say. I brought it up, but maybe this went over your head. See, when he come along and chose the 70 and his 12 disciples, he never got one out of the Sanhedrin council. Never showed a one. Now, do you know who the Sanhedrin Council was? They say, that's these 70 elders that come all the way down. Now, in order to fulfill that, you see, he didn't take that Sanhedrin Council of those 70 that were there, that taught us that in the temple and in the court. You see, he didn't take care of that. Yeah. See? That's too smart. Right. See? He went on out there and got an old fisherman. You see? And taught us like that. Mm-hmm. See? Get the coin?
Yeah.
See, you get a whole lot of stuff stuffed up in your head. Let me put it like this. See? People like to boast about how much education they've got. Right. And about their diploma.
Right.
And about their university education. You see, and about their credentials. Now this is what they don't know when they're doing that. Now I endorse an education. You see? I think you should get all that you can get. You see? But don't fool yourself. You see? Now what you're really doing, what you're really saying, that Yahweh said, you see, about you and your credentials,